2012, the Saudi-led, U.S.-backed, without a U.N. mandate war. At least 230 people have been killed, five from the same family. Clashes between members of the popular committees, including the Houthis on the one side, and then you have forces loyal to fugitive President Abu Rabah Mansour Hadi and al-Qaeda militants on the other side. Those clashes are continuing, with Saudi Arabia saying that it will decide when this war is going to come to an end, and that they have said they are not in a hurry. Saudi Arabia's goal, to kill the people who have the popular support of most of Yemenis, the Ansarullah movements and the Houthi fighters, which it's calling terrorists. And with no international prevention, this gamble by Saudi Arabia may prove to unravel the kingdom and possibly the region in line with Israel's agenda. Let me introduce a guest for this edition of the debate, member of the Respect Party leadership in Britain, Kevin O'Edenden, joins us from Athens. We have investigative journalist Lee Kaplan, who joins us from Berkeley, California. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me get a reaction from you and start with you first, Kevin O'Edenden. It's day 12, Saudi Arabia attacking Yemen, killing civilians with arms and equipment supplied by the U.S. and the U.K. without a U.N. mandate. They're targeting infrastructure in a country that 60% plus of the people are armed.
Yes, it's a foolish move by the House of Saud, out of all of the foolish moves that they've made in the course of the last century. They are, of course, the oldest US ally in the region, older even than Israel. The alliance was cemented in 1926. It was reaffirmed in 1945 by a dying President Roosevelt, who took time out traveling back from the Tehran post-war conference to the United States in order to stop off to pay his homage to the House of Saud. It's an absolutely foolish maneuver by the House of Saud, and we already see that they are having to clamp down and use their armed forces not simply against the people of Yemen, but also in the eastern provinces in Qatif of Saudi Arabia itself, against the indigenous population of Saudi Arabia. And my own country, Britain, which is gripped in the middle of a general election, has a particular responsibility, a particular shame with regards to Yemen. Not only is it a solid ally of Saudi Arabia and David Cameron, the outgoing Prime Minister's recent trip, most recent trip to the region, entailed an arms sale bazaar to the Arab states of the Persian Gulf, particularly to Saudi Arabia, but also when Britain was forced to leave Aden, which was its only formal colony inside the region in 1967, the British forces, the Argyll and Southern Highlanders, were responsible for murderous atrocities and repression in the Qatar district of Aden. So, yes, it's a disaster. Yes, your introduction is right. This is fanning the flames which we felt under the seat of the throne in Riyadh.
Lee Kaplan, obviously there's support from the U.S. We'll get into that in a minute, not to mention the U.K., but don't you find it pretty odd that no organization has come out really condemning this, no country really condemning what is happening? And of course, when we talk about organization, we could talk about the lack of the U.S. efficiency in this case in point, not really coming out condemning that without a U.N. mandate, Saudi Arabia is attacking Yemen.
Well, I think your description isn't really true or fair. The United States is pretty much trying not to have a dog in this fight. And they withdrew all their military capabilities. Unfortunately, they left a lot of their armaments behind, which fell into the hands of the Houthis. You neglected in your report to mention that it isn't just the Saudis who are fighting the Houthis at this point. You have the Pakistanis have also committed troops and aid in order to defeat them, and the Egyptians also have committed Navy and Marines. Now, one of the things that you failed to mention is that the Houthis, while they're denying it, are allied with Iran. And the Saudis, and I'm not saying this is an advocate for America, this is a Saudi project. The Saudis feel threatened by Iran, and the Sunni population, the Pakistanis, the Egyptians, they feel threatened also by Iran. Now, Iran's Quds Navy dispatched naval forces to the Red Sea entrance there, which the Yemenite leads to, which Yemen leads to. And that poses a strategic threat also to the Red Sea. So, you know, we have to take a look at this, and we have to say there's two sides to every fight. The Saudis are fighting. I'm not taking a side, and I'm not saying I'm a big fan of the Saudis. However, what you have here is you have the Sunnis against the Shiite Iran, and Iran isn't blameless here either, because Iran is committing support to the Houthis and is also even putting its navy in a strategic area where it can pose a threat to Saudi Arabia, to Egypt, and to the other Sunni states there. It's really a battle between Muslims, and that includes Iran. So pinning it on the United States and pinning it on Israel, I think, is a real big joke, because the fact is, this is classic animosity between Sunnis and Shiites.
It's interesting that you said pinning it on the United States and then you said Israel, because I didn't say that. But we're going to get into that, Lee Kaplan. But what is more interesting here, Kevin O'Vendon, is how Lee Kaplan says that there's Iran on the ground, but at the same time, and that's not even, that wasn't even backed by any factual, at least that I detect, any facts. We have reports that indicate that Saudi Arabia...
I didn't say they were on the ground.
So what did you say in terms of Iran's involvement here?
I said the Quds naval force was dispatched to the area there where Yemen is an opening to the Red Sea. I didn't say you had troops on the ground. However, you have been giving at least logistical support and military support in that sense to the Houthis.
That's what the U.S. is doing, but there's more to this. Kevin O'Vendon, it's been said that the U.S. actually has on the ground in Yemen CIA, U.S. military intelligence providing military intelligence to the airstrikes that are happening with U.S. assets that have been reported to be on the ground. That puts another dimension to this whole war. Maybe it's not even a Saudi war. Then it makes the U.S. also in the front seat of being the aggressor.
Let's dispatch three myths to begin with. First of all, yes, it's true that Iran's naval force is not that far away from Iran in the Red Sea. The last time I looked, the United States had a naval base in Bahrain and in the Persian Gulf, which is at least 6,000 or 7,000 miles away from the United States. So Iran, as a regional country, a regional power, has every right to exercise its navy inside of international waters and indeed to travel through the Suez Canal, which Iran has done. Secondly, Mr. Kaplan suggests that because the military regime in Cairo and the thinly veiled military regime of Islamabad are in favour of this therefore makes it all right. I thought that he was in favour of democracy. I thought the United States was in favour of democracy. Evidently not. We're talking... It is 36 years ago, by the way.
I didn't express an opinion either way.
That many of us... No, I know, but presumably you think the United States is a democracy. So let me get on to the third point, which is what our
interlocutor asked. I said the United States doesn't have a dog in this fight,
which is that
Kevin.
Well, in which case, I tell you what, Mr. Kaplan, just hear this. Rather than listening to a blowhard, washed-out Republican right-winger...
Okay, maybe we're going to get Lee Kaplan back. I'm sorry, Kevin O'Vendon back.
Excuse me, I'm not a Republican. Okay, I'm Lee Kaplan. I'm not a Republican and I'm not a right-winger.
Let's move on. We just lost Kevin O'Vendon there. But, Lee Kaplan, this is what I find interesting. We're looking at how the U.S. State Department has issued a statement saying that John Kerry spoke by conference this morning with the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers. That's cumulatively. Kevin O'Vendon is back. Kevin O'Vendon, continue with your statements, and I'll get to my question next with Lee Kaplan.
You're not a Republican. Washed out is debatable. The United States government has made very clear that it supports Saudi Arabia. The United States supports Saudi Arabia. Indeed, between the 26th of March and it's now the 6th of April, the United States, President Barack Obama, has declared that he is minded to go ahead with a $60 billion, that's $60,000 million, arms deal to Saudi Arabia. And not 2 days before the invasion started, the British Foreign Secretary, a junior Foreign Minister and the Defence Secretary were in Riyadh to chat with the House of Saud. It's not just the United States. Don't feel that I'm picking on you, Mr. Kaplan. My own country is equally culpable. Mine is a country where we were, where government buildings flew the flag at half mast because of the death of a tyrant, because of the death of the usurper of the House of Saud recently in Saudi Arabia. So it's not just about the United States.
Kevin, on a
personal... So don't take it personally. It's also
okay,
about
may
Britain.
I respond?
Go ahead, Lee Kaplan.